stretched that my heart, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Julia Hall. JULIAHALL. Date of birth 01/06/1939. Date of appointment 16/20/24. Requesting physician Jonathan Waldman, JONATHANWALDMAN. Dear Dr. Waldman, I have the pleasure of seeing Julia Hall today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 85-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who lives the Wells nursing home for the last 2 months. She has a history of tremors, rigidity, difficulty walking. Initially, she was diagnosed with essential tremor, but now it is obvious that she has a Parkinson's disease. Today, she is here. And she's having tremors which are resting, also rigidity present. She came into the office with a wheelchair. Past medical history of COVID-19, history of UTI, frequent fall, anemia, atherosclerotic disease of the heart, peripheral vascular disease, essential hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, hyperlipidemia, mild cognitive impairment, diverticulosis, low back pain, osteoporosis, past surgical history, CABG, cataract surgery, cystoscopy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medications, atenolol, Bengay, Creelas cream, cholecalciferol, Eliquis, furosemide, omeprazole, tamsulosin, Tylenol, Zyrtec, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home. In the past, she smoked 40 years. She has 2 children, family history, brother had cancer, another brother with poliomyelitis, father with atherosclerotic heart disease, mother natural cause. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having resting tremor, rigidity, physical examination, blood pressure 90/60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16 lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Clinically, her conjunctiva is pale. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, rigidity present, resting tremor of the hands present, right more than the left. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Parkinson's disease. Number 2, frequent fall. Number 3, back pain. Number 4, mild cognitive impairment. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start the carbidopa, levodopa, 10 over 101 PO 3 times daily. I would like to see her back in my office on April. I would like to see her back in my office in about 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.